Cleopatra and Frankenstein by Coco Mellors, read by Cara Horgan. She was already inside the elevator when he entered. He nodded at her and turned to pull the iron gate shut with a clang. They were in a converted factory building in Tribeca, the kind still serviced, unusually, by freight elevators. It was just the two of them, side by side, facing forward as the mechanism groaned into motion. Beyond the metal crisscross of the gate, they watched the cement walls of the building slide by. "What are you getting?" He addressed this to the air in front of him, without turning towards her. "I'm sorry? I've been sent for ice," he said. "What do you need?" "Oh, nothing. I'm off home." "At 10:30 on New Year's Eve? That is either the saddest or the wisest thing I've ever heard."
"Let's indulge me and say the wisest," she said.
He laughed generously, though she didn't feel she'd been particularly witty. "British?" he asked.
"London."
"Your voice sounds like how biting into a Granny Smith apple feels."
Now she laughed with less abandon.
"Well, how does that feel?"
"In a word, crisp."
"As opposed to biting into a pink lady or a golden delicious?"
"You know your apples." He gave her a respectful nod. "But it's insanity to suggest you sound anything like a golden delicious. That's a Midwestern accent."
They reached the ground with a soft thud. He cranked the door open for her to pass.
"You are an odd man," she said over her shoulder.
"Undeniably." He ran ahead to open the building door. "Accompany this odd man to the deli. I just need to hear you say a few more words."
Like what?"
"Like aluminum?"
"You mean aluminium?"
"Oh, there it is." He cupped his ears in pleasure.
"That extra syllable, aluminium, it undoes me."
She tried to look skeptical, but she was amused, he could tell.
"You're easily undone," she said.
He surprised her by stopping to consider this with genuine earnestness.
"No," he said eventually, "I'm not."